Hello.
Hi. I'm calling from Bank of America. This is Roy.
Uh huh.
What you doing?
I don't understand your. Why do you want to know what I'm doing?
Oh, just checking. It's for our records. I need to type it here into the computer. I need to know what you doing.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, no, it's for our records. We need this information to process your loan application.
You're asking what I'm doing?
Yeah. On you forgot to mark this on your loan application. Section 8, item 4.5 says, what you doing? I just need to mark this in so we can finish it up.
Why would you not want to know what I'm doing?
It's a part of the application. You forgot to fill in that line. So, I just need to let me know right now what you doing. Ma'am?
You're really baffling me. This doesn't sound like Bank of America.
Oh, can you speak up? No, I'm definitely...
I said this doesn't sound like Bank of America.
Oh, no, I really am. My name is Roy Gerbel. My loan officer number is 11618254. And I just we need to complete your application. And I need to know what you're doing.
But I haven't even sent it in.
I know, but, you know, just over the phone stuff. We've got this other stuff we have to fill in. And we don't have your answer for that yet. So what you doing?
Where are you calling from?
Bank of America.
And may I speak with someone else?
Why? No. Why would you want to talk to someone else?
Because can you imagine somebody calling you and saying, what you doing?
I do this all the time. This is part of my job. And nobody else has a problem with it. This is just how things are done in 2015. We need to know what you're doing.
What if I say I'm just sitting here?
Well, that's fine. Let me type that in.
No, I don't want you to type that in.
Why not? Like, what's wrong with that? Why are you ashamed of just sitting there?
It's very peculiar.
Do you want me to call back in 5 minutes when you're doing something more interesting, and you can answer then?
I don't understand why what I'm doing now has to do with my loan.
It's just one of the loan questions. It's a character question, you know? It's part of the application process. So we always do this. We've been doing this for 10 years, 20 years now.
No one else has asked me this.
Well, maybe a Bank of America or some other inferior bank. It's like a security question. You know, like when we ask your first pet's name or your grade school teacher's name. We need to know what you're doing.
I'll call somebody and tell them what I'm doing.
Oh, ma'am, listen, if you don't tell me what you're doing, I'm just going to make something up. I'm going to write down that you were watching.
No!
I'm going to say you're watching.
No!
You're watching
no!
pornography.
That's not allowed. That can't be possible.
I'm going to write down that you're watching.
It can't be possible.
I'm going to write down you're watching pornography.
All right.
That's what I'm putting.
All right, let me have your name.
Watching pornography.
What is your name?
My name is Roy. I'm writing down what you're doing. I'm writing down watching pornography.
You're at 844 something. What's the rest of your phone number?
2322.
And your number? Your license number?
11618251. And it's okay. You don't have to answer. Just between me and you, I'll just make up an answer.
No, I don't want you making up an answer.
Well, why can't you just answer?
Because it's very peculiar.
Can I just write down that you're sitting around?
No.
Why?
I'm not sitting around. Because I'm not sitting around.
Well, what you doing?
I'm not telling you. I'll call someone that I know in Bank of America and tell them what I'm doing.
Why can't you tell me? It's the same thing.
Because I don't like the way you're asking me. It's very strange. Okay, goodbye.
All right, bye.
Snowplow show. Snowplow show. Snowplow show. Snowplow show.
Okay, bitch.
Snowplow show. Roy.
What?
Roy.
Okay, fucking Doug.
Steve Dave.
Fucking Doug.
Oh, fuck you, lady.
Rewinder? Okay.
Ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am. Lou.
Goodbye.
Zabalina.
Hello?
How many fingers? Roy, long shits on the toilet. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Hello?
This is the grooming manager. How can I help you?
Hello?
Who the hell are you?
Steve Dave.
No. You're not making a lot of sense. Sense.
My wiener.
What the fuck is that?
You don't say that word.
You are some kind of asshole.
Bob Dabalina. Bob Dabalina.
No.
Fuck you, bitch.
Have you ever been fucked in the ass?
How dare you talk to this dog like that? Bird winder?
Fucked in the ass.
Hello?
Ma'am?
Goodbye.
Dabalina? Ma'am?
Hello?
Goodbye.
Dabalina? This is Sensei Doug.
What?
Sensei fucking Doug. Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy, Westy? Is it you? Are you the good boy, Westy? Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Listen, Westy, you little shit.
Third winder? Okay.
I think you're full of shit.
I think you're full of shit. Cactus, motherfucker.
Hey everyone, this is the Snowplow Show. I'm your host Roy, and today is October 27th, 2017. This is the 408th episode, and it's sponsored by Frank Caller. Thank you, Frank Caller, for supporting the show on patreon.com/phonelosers. On today's show, we're going to commit murder, but instead of using guns, we're going to... Okay, I'm not going to try any of that today. Didn't work out that well last time. You guys, I don't have any announcements today. I mean, I guess I could tell you about the pumpkin carving contest... But you guys all know about that. Make a PLA pumpkin, send it to snowplowshow@phonelosers.com. And I don't know, my notes are kind of empty today, so I could talk about how Don Fickles from Clownsec has designed a playing card for us. I think that was on the last show, someone left a voicemail, said I should make some playing cards. And Don Fickles from Clownsec, he just whipped up a design, it looks amazing. If you go over to the Phone Losers group on Facebook, you'll see a picture of it that he posted. So I looked on Google for prices to have these done, and it's more expensive than I remember. But Zazzle.com, you know we have that store on Zazzle.com/phonelosers. They actually offer custom playing cards where I won't have to put any money up front on it. I can just pretty much set it up tonight as soon as Don Fickles sends me the image for it, the really large, high-quality image. And you guys will be able to buy a deck of PLA playing cards for $10. And yeah, that's expensive. That sucks. I wish they were cheaper. I'm going to look into more options on Google and maybe I can find a way to make them cheaper. Because you wouldn't think they'd be more than just, I don't know, maybe $3 at the most. But to get that cheap of a price, you have to order like, you know, 500 of them or something. So I'm pretty excited about that. I think playing cards would be awesome. I'm going to buy a deck for myself just to keep here. And I think a requirement for buying this deck of playing cards is that you need to go over to clownsec.com and buy one of their coins or something or one of their stickers. Because Don's just apparently doing this because he loves PLA or something. Thank you, Don. You're the best. I'm sure I'll have an update on the next show if I actually get those put up on the store. And I will be ordering them immediately, so you'll get to know what the quality's going to be like and everything. And I just put a link in the show notes to the PLA group on Facebook, the post where he posted those designs for the playing cards. So if you want to see those, go to the show notes on phonelosers.com. And oh yeah, I forgot about this poll that I created about 5 hours ago. I put a poll in the Facebook group that says, what's the most ridiculous thing you've heard someone believe on the Snowplow Show? And people are putting their own options in there. The number one option is that one of the dogs in the grooming room is a robot and needs to be reset. He also needs his GPS recalibrated, so spin him around 3 times. Number 2 is, hello, I'm from corporate. I need you to flip all the switches. Number 3 is, you are our millionth customer. You get to run around the restaurant and take whatever electronics you find on the tables. I forgot about that guy. That guy was insane. There's the stupid bitch fee. There's the manager of my gym has written a book and is forcing me to buy it. I put an indoor pool in my apartment. We punished a rude employee by kicking him in the balls. These are all things that I'm pretty sure I've convinced people that have actually happened, and they seem to believe it. I'm in the space station, and I'm going to lower a bucket. Could you put some Pepsi in it? No, that's not right. She didn't believe the Pepsi part. The bucket thing. Or, I mean, she wouldn't do that anyway. She only believed that a gas hose was going to be lowered. Because that made sense. I've invented microwave tech that will make ghosts visible. Look out, airline pilots! So yeah, there's a bunch of them in here. I don't want to read all this right now, but everyone should go over to the PLA group and vote on the most ridiculous thing that anyone's believed on this show.
Shaping up your video is as easy as this with the HR7100 video recorder from JVC. With color-coded feather touch controls, fast shuttle search, a 10-day timer, and full-function remote control, JVC's HR7100 is simply great video. And its very affordable price makes it great video value, too. The HR7100, simplicity in motion from JVC.
Available at Six Points TV and Video, Video Express, and Video Trend.
I wasn't really sure what I was going to do on today's show, but when I woke up, I looked in the Discord chat room, and there's this post by a guy that I don't know. His name is Duatam. Duatam, I don't know. Another word for my words I can't pronounce list. Although that shouldn't count, because that's a personal name. You guys have been putting personal names in there, I noticed. Like, I forget, Murray Polvich. Mari Polvich. I don't know how to pronounce his name. I haven't heard his name spoken aloud probably since the 90s, and he's got a weird name anyway, so I shouldn't be penalized for that. I think that should come off of the list. It's a personal name. And same thing for this guy, Duatam, Duatam. He says in the chat room, "What you doing? Arby should do a snowplow show just full of what you doing calls. Those calls are especially funny if RBCP introduces himself first as some city official." And he put an example down, like, "This is Bob Dabalina from the city comptroller's office. What you doing?" And hopefully I won't do an entire show of this. I mean, unless it's just really funny and I'm really enjoying it. But I thought I could call up a few people and ask them what they're doing. Like that Bank of America customer, that old lady, remember her? I called her up and asked her what she's doing. I told her it's for the paperwork. And she was so confused. I hope I can find that call. That's the call I should put on the beginning of this show. You know, the opening call? Yeah, I need to find that call. Hopefully it's posted somewhere. I'm going to find some numbers here, though, and I'm going to ask them what they're doing.
Hello?
Hi, Selena?
Yes.
Hey there. This is Jim Dave from Ace Hardware.
Yes.
What you doing?
Nothing. Just at my house.
Oh, that's good. Good to hear. Just wondering. I'm just hanging out, thinking about stuff, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yep. Oh, yeah, the screens. I was supposed to tell you about the screens.
What about them?
Didn't you get some screens? You got some screens from us. And
yeah.
We accidentally, we have this machine here. It bathes the screens in microwaves before we send them out. And Chad was running the screen microwaving. Well, we're not even supposed to put the screens into the microwaves, under the microwaves. Mm-hmm. And he did it. So have you noticed, like, when the sun shines through your screens, does it leave, like, grid patterns on the walls?
No, not that I've noticed.
Oh, that's good. Like, it doesn't just leave, like, big squares on, like, walls and carpet and furniture and people?
Well, I'm trying to look now at my blankets and stuff. I don't see anything.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I mean, it's not a problem if it does. It's just kind of ugly. It makes it look like you've painted black grid lines all over all of your house. Kind of like it's one of those, Star Trek, you know, virtual reality rooms, whatever. Oh, the holodeck. That's what it's called. It makes your house look like the holodeck.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at, like, my windowsills, and I don't see anything.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear. Maybe it's maybe Chad did the other lady's screens like that. I thought it was yours, but...
Well, I did get a phone call saying that there are some screens that are still at your store under my name.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe you guys did those ones.
Oh, maybe. Maybe... Chad's always messing things up here. I'm sorry about Chad.
No, it's okay.
Okay, but, yeah, over the years, like, do you have a lot of sunlight that comes in the window that you have the screen on?
Yeah.
Okay, well, over the years, you might start to notice permanent grid patterns on everything. It'll be like perspective lines. Like, are you an artist by chance?
No.
Well, you know, it'll look cool. I mean, especially if you don't move the furniture, it'll look like kind of abstracty, artsy kind of... You know, just grid lines on people.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you hang out in the same place on the couch a lot, for example, you might start noticing grid lines all over your face and body and stuff and clothes.
Okay, well, I'm looking at the walls and stuff, and I'm not seeing anything, so...
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it takes a while. Maybe it's everything's okay then.
Oh, or are you calling to say that I need to bring them in, or?
Oh, no, no, it doesn't hurt anything. It's not a problem, really. It's nothing to worry about. It's just, you might notice, just squares everywhere. If you start seeing squares, then, you know, come on back and we'll give you like a coupon or something.
Okay. I'll let you know.
Okay. I hope you
thank you.
I hope you have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was a weird call. I was looking on, you know, just on my prank email directory for a list that I haven't finished yet, and I found this one by Bob Vance that he sent me a while back. You remember I called that other lady, Mrs. Dunlop, and I can't remember what I said to her about her screens, but Bob Vance, he was in an Ace Hardware, and he was getting his screen repaired, and he noticed they left some other screens out with people's phone numbers on them, with repair tickets on them. And if I was Bob Vance, I would have asked for the manager and alerted someone immediately. I'd be, look at this, security breach. But nope, not Bob Vance. He doesn't have as strong as morals as I do. He just snapped a picture and sent them to me. Thank you for that, Bob Vance. He didn't have a name on this one, but I put her phone number into Facebook, and it told me her name was probably Selena. And I like how she didn't question the whole what you doing thing, not one bit. She's just like, okay, that's normal. Nothing weird about that. Oh, here's a list to call from. It's one of Apocalypse's list of apartment complexes.
Thank you for calling. This is Sage. How may I help you?
Hi, Sage?
Yes.
Hey, I'm a tenant here at the...
Uh-huh.
What you doing?
I am in the office. Oh. How can I help you?
Cool. I'm just hanging out here. Just hanging out, doing things. I was wondering, do you guys pay for the water?
We do not. You are responsible for the water, sewer, and trash, and that is a bill you get every month in the mail from a place called Conservice, and you can pay that with your rent.
Well, I don't get it, because I don't even pay rent here. I just sleep on the couch. It's my, the person that's subletting to me. They take care of the water, so I wasn't sure about that, if it was you or them. Just checking.
Give me one second. What's the address?
I'm here on Drive.
Okay. Give me one moment, please, okay?
Why? Okay, I guess.
You still there?
Yeah.
Okay, have you checked the mail?
Check the mail?
Yes. The bill comes in the mail.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I think, I don't know, that, like, my roommates, my landlord takes care of it.
Okay, what's your address? We can tell you how much it is.
Oh, my water bill? How would you know?
No, it's because we have it in our system. So if you can provide me with your address, I can go ahead and tell you exactly how much you need to pay.
Oh, sure. 95 Drive.
Okay. And then what apartment letter is it?
C.
What's the last name?
Mine, Gerbel. But I wouldn't be on the lease. I just sleep on the couch here.
Right. Okay. I'm going to put you on hold for just a second, and I'm going to talk to my assistant manager because she's the one helping me at the moment. So if you can give me 1 minute.
Okay.
Right with you, okay? Give me 1 second.
All right. Man, I don't know what's going on here. She doesn't seem to care about the whole roommate thing. And I was going to give her a crazy water story, but apparently I pay for the water. Hello?
This is Holly. Can I help you?
Oh, hey, Holly. What you doing?
How can I help you?
I was just wondering what you doing.
What are you needing assistance with?
Well, I was just wondering about the water mainly, but also my dog had started, I have a large dog here. And he was digging into the carpet, and he keeps digging in this one spot, like just digging and digging. He started digging through the wood and everything. And
what is your address?
93 Drive.
Apartment.
C.
Okay, well, who we have in this apartment is not you.
Right, I sublease from them.
Well, we don't allow subleasing.
Well, that's not my problem, that's their problem. You have to talk to them.
And as far as this, I mean, she's just a new person at this residence, so...
I know, but, we it's okay. We signed our own personal subleasing lease thing.
Okay, give me 1 second, okay?
Where are you going? Where are you going? That's how I should have asked. At least Holly seems a little more high-strung than the previous person.
Thank you for holding. This is Kelsey.
Hey, Kelsey, what you doing?
I'm hopefully being able to help you answer your question.
Oh.
How can I help you?
Well, I've talked to two people already. I don't know. Should I give up?
I guess to my understanding that you are an occupant of 95C?
Yeah, that's me. And I mainly had a question about my dog. My dog's been digging into the carpet, and he's just like really digging, and he started digging through the wood, like biting through it and stuff. And we found this door underneath the floor.
Okay.
Like kind of an entrance. So we pulled up the rest of the floorboards and opened it up. And there's an extra room underneath. Like, is it cool for us to use that just for extra square footage? Because we could sublet to a third person?
Okay, well, we don't allow subleasing for one. And then for two, if you're saying there's a room underneath the floor of your apartment?
Yeah, like we pulled up the floorboard. The dog kept digging through there like he was just freaking out and barking at the floor. He kept digging and barking and chewing through the wood. And we saw the door under there, the hatch, after he bit through it enough. And we went ahead and helped him and got the rest of it up. And he's afraid to go down there like it's evil or something, but it seems fine to me. And, you know, there's this old staircase that used to go down there, but it's collapsed. So we've just been using a rope to get up.
Is this serious?
Of course.
Okay, may I ask your name?
Sure, it's Roy.
What's your last name?
Zurbel.
And so, may I confirm the address you're saying that you, where you live?
Oh, again, okay, 93.
Okay, we don't have an address by that name. And so, I'm not showing you as a resident of our unit. Who would be else, who is another occupant of your apartment?
Lori? You know, that one girl, she hasn't lived there very long, but she's subletting to me. So I wouldn't be on your system. I'm in her system.
Okay. Well, we don't allow subleasing, and so we definitely look into that. But the name that you give is also not a person on that unit. And so
Well, I don't know if she gave me her real name because we met on Craigslist and she was uncomfortable with me. But the real issue here, I was just, like, we were hoping to, to kind of remodel that room down there and start subletting it out. And do you know where that hallway goes to that's down there? Or have you ever been down in that room? It's kind of underground.
Well, if your dog chewed or dug up the floor and then there is a room underneath the floor, then no, we were not aware of that. I will send maintenance down. This is very strange to me.
Well, we don't need maintenance here. It's a mess in here. You probably don't want to see this right now. But
no, I mean, no, if there's, that sounds like significant damage that was done. So we would go into a unit that took place. So that's what I need to know. Is this a serious call? Because if it is, then I will send maintenance down there.
Well, of course it's serious. I was just curious about the room down there because there's a lot of.
Yeah, well, I will have to have them inspect it if that is really what is taking place. And so I'm going to send them down right now. Okay?
No, I'm not opening the door. I have no pants on and you can't come in.
Okay, so then when is a good time for them to come in?
Thursday. 3 weeks from...
This coming Thursday?
No, 3 weeks from yesterday.
Okay, so you're saying basically in 3 weeks they can go in there to look...
Maybe, because we got
to
check...
I'm going to call the actual leaseholder of this apartment just to confirm, and so I'm going to get off the phone now, okay?
Well, I want to know, like, can we have all the stuff that's down there in that room? Like, there's a lot of old stuff.
You are not
stuff.
An occupant of that unit, so I am not going to authorize anything for you. I'm going to call the leaseholder of this apartment to confirm everything that's going on, okay?
But it sounds like that room down there doesn't even belong to you guys, so I should be able to have anything down there.
No, it's not. So, thank you. I'm going to call the leaseholder.
Well,
I don't see why not,
because there's another entrance. Well, that should be an interesting phone call. And guess what, everyone? We planned this out, me and Jihad. Jihad is standing by right now. He's hiding inside of the apartment manager's office, and he's got his hidden camera Slurpee cup thing. And if you're watching on YouTube, you know, be watching right now. It's getting ready to happen. She's calling the original person that lives in that apartment, the actual leaseholder. And one of the other camera guys is hiding out at the leaseholder's work, and he's going to be recording her. Of course, I'm just kidding about all of this. I wish that could be happening, but nope. I tried to arrange all this with Jihad, and he's just like, I'm too tired. I don't feel like doing pranks today. I've been sick. That's what he said to me. So that prank could have been so much better if Jihad would have played along.
Thank you for calling. This is Lupe. How may I help you?
Hey, Lupe. This is Roy. I'm a tenant here at Lake...
Uh-huh.
What you doing?
Not doing, just following up with people right now.
I see.
How can I help you?
Just chilling, just doing your stuff for the day.
Yeah.
typing and taking phone calls.
Right.
Cool.
How can I help you?
Oh, do you guys pay for the water?
We don't.
Ah, balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you guys paid for the water. I thought, like, the water was free here.
No, and you have to. You're responsible for all the utilities. So that would be water, sewer, trash. There's a small fee for pest control, and then the electric.
My roommate's gonna be pissed.
When did you guys move in?
Well, I don't know about him, but because I'm subletting from my roommate. But I thought you guys paid for the water. So my brother-in-law, he got this pool in his backyard, like an underground pool. And I told him I would fill it up for $50. It's 25,000 gallons of water. So we've been just taking it out of the sink and putting it in a truck and going to his house. And boy, do I feel dumb now.
No.
Because I thought you guys paid for it. I thought it was free water.
No, we don't.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Do you need to speak with the business office?
No, it's okay. I'm probably should just kind of like move out, just kind of sneak out. And forever, because my roommate, we got the bill today, and it's a lot, you know. It's like, it looks like it's $6,000 for the water bill. So I'm out of here.
Well, you're gonna get charged for the breaking the lease and everything.
Well, so. No, I'm not even on the lease. I met the person that's the leaseholder. I met them on Craigslist. On the dating,
okay.
On the dating part of Craigslist, and you know, I just kind of moved in, unauthorized, and I thought the water was paid for. Oops. So I'm packing up my shit as soon as we hang up. I'm packing up. So long.
All right. So I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
$6,000. I mean, what do you do? I could just. Lie to him, maybe say that there must be a leak. Who could use up that much water? 25.
Well, we're recording the call, so.
Oh no, you can't do that. It's a two-party state, so if you record the call, that would be illegal. You'd be breaking state and federal laws.
We record all the calls.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. So you have to tell me that before we talk. So you guys are breaking the law. I'm thinking I'm gonna.
We're not breaking any law.
You're not. It's legal to just record phone calls with no permission at all.
This is not the only property they have, so...
So they break the law.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you need to speak with the business office.
No,
actually,
I'm just...
Actually, reach the leasing department.
I'm just going to pack up my shit and... Oh, man,
okay.
I'm good. I gotta,
you have a good day.
Yeah. I don't know if it's really a two-party state. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I just like saying that when they tell me they're recording the call.
Hello. Please press 5 to connect your call.
Okay. This is another apartment.
Thank you for calling. For quality of service, this call may be recorded.
I'm going to put that on my...
For quality assurance purposes, this call may be recorded.
Oh, see? They did it. Well, shit, maybe that last one did it, too. I probably just didn't even notice.
You are now being connected.
Yay. I edited out all of the whole...
Thank you for calling PG, and this is Dalton. How can I assist you?
Hey, Dalton. What you doing?
Not much at work. How can I help you?
Cool. My name's Roy. I'm a tenant here.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, do you guys pay for the water here?
No.
Ah. Boy, did I mess up then.
That's all right. It happens. Yeah, tenants are responsible for water, sewage, trash, and then electric through IPL.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because I was just mad at you guys, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck these guys. I'm just going to leave the water running 24/7. And I did, and my roommate got the water bill today, and it's like over $6,000.
Are you sure you have the right property?
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
Is that your property?
Yeah, yep, here on...
Yeah, that's us, yeah. Oh, what's your address? I can look it up for you. Okay, which apartment?
C.
I'm sorry, what was that, C?
Yep, C. C like Q. 12. So you're looking up my water bill? How can you do that if you don't pay for it?
Well, because we have access through AUM.
Whoa, that's fucked up. Wait, can you look at all my bills, like electric, internet?
No.
Oh, how can we can see the water?
Well, because water is billed through AUM, American Utility Management. You said you live in 312C, correct? C as in cat?
C as in Q, yep. Wait, so can you see the electric bill?
No.
Oh. I don't know. I think you
sir,
should...
I believe you have this confused with somebody else.
No, I live here on Drive. But you know what? I think you should stay the fuck out of my water bill account. That's mine. You shouldn't be able to look at that.
Well, nobody lives on Drive, first of all. Only the office is on Thatcher Drive.
No, I'm in building 70, dummy. I said you're on... I'm in the two-story
right,
apartment.
I'm on Drive.
Right.
But I know the resident who lives in the apartment that you're telling me, and it's not you.
I'm subletting.
Yeah, he doesn't sublet.
Oh, you don't know him that well then, do you?
All right. I believe this conversation's over.
Then why are we still talking? Aw, it's no fun to say that if they just hang up. So that was the official end to that list of apocalypses. That was one of his really long lists, and those were just the last few apartment buildings that never picked up for me. So let's see what else we've got here. We've got the, Dustin, he sent me that website, complaintsboard.com, sent me a bunch of numbers, and some of them didn't pick up. So I could try a few of those, see if they pick up today.
Hello?
Hello, Brandy?
Yeah.
Hey, Brandy, it's Roy with Cricket Wireless.
Yeah.
What you doing?
Nothing.
Cool. Me either. I'm just, hanging out here, watching the clock, waiting for the end of the day. Can't wait to get home and watch Stranger Things that came out today, the new season. Yep.
Why are you calling me?
Oh, I don't know. Just kind of see what you're doing and stuff. What you thinking about?
I'm at my house.
Ah, what you doing at your house?
What does it matter?
I'm just being polite. Making conversation.
Roy who?
Yep, with Cricket Wireless.
Where are you from? What Cricket store?
Oh, I'm not in a store. I'm in the call center in India.
Okay, why are you calling me?
I was just calling to see what you're doing. I saw like you had a problem on your account here and something about termination.
I don't have an account with you.
Okay, well, don't yell at me. Jesus Christ. Holy shit.
I'm not yelling at all.
You just yelled that, too.
No, I'm not. You're on speaker.
No. I didn't put it on speaker. I'm just talking on a regular phone. I'm on my headset thing here at the call center.
No, you're on my speaker.
Oh!
That's probably why you think I'm yelling.
I'm sorry. Okay, no, it's okay. I forgive you. It's okay. You didn't know. It's not totally your fault.
But I don't have an account with you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't really calling about your account. I was just calling to see what you're doing.
I'm not doing nothing, sir.
You going to watch Stranger Things tonight?
No, sir.
Why? Do you have just not good taste in shows? Do you watch, like, dumb reality stuff instead?
No, I've got better things to do.
Like what? What you gonna
Does
be
it
doing?
Matter?
Well, yeah, that's what I was calling for, to see what you doing. Like what you
It don't matter what I'm doing.
What you gonna be like, what's better than watching Netflix?
I have kids to take care of and a job to attend, so
well,
I've got other things to do.
You got to, you know, just take a minute to yourself and have some fun, watch a little TV. You know?
No, I don't like TV. Thank you. Well,
what do you do with your kids then? You just, like, hang around and make...
What does it matter? That is my life. Why are you doing calling me from Cricket? You're not from fucking... You're not in India. So I want to know where you're from, what store you're from.
I am too in India, and I don't see why you're... See, now you're really yelling. That wasn't speaker. You cannot use the speaker excuse.
Yes, I am yelling because you are obnoxious. You are freaking calling me for what reason? To see what I'm doing? Because Melissa... up here fucking with City Cricket wants to know what I'm doing. You want to know what I'm doing? I'm filing with a federal lawyer about you guys. That is what I'm doing.
You're against me? Like me personally? I'm not even in the country. I don't...
No. It's against Cricket. Thank you.
Oh, okay. You said me, so I just was confused. I'm sorry I didn't mean to upset you. I was just calling to see what you're doing. That's all. And you told me, like, you don't do stuff with your kids, and
no, I did not say that.
Oh.
Did I say that, Quentin?
Well, you said you don't watch TV with them. Like, what do you do? Like, macaroni art or something?
What does it matter? They're my kids. It's none of your business. What are you doing calling me? Let's get to the point. Why are you calling me? Not to see what I'm doing, because it is none of your business what I'm doing, sir.
That's the only reason I called. I just like to call the customers when it's slow here and find out what they're doing.
Well, you're wrong, because one, I'm not a fucking customer, Cricket, because they're a joke. Have a great day. Do not ever call me back.
We are not a joke. We're the world's best carrier. She hung up. And holy shit, I was not expecting to get yelled at like that just for asking what someone's doing. Just trying to be nice, trying to call up people and take an interest in what they're doing. And they just yell at me, so alright, that was one of those complainer board things who did not answer yesterday. Here's one from a guy named Victor. Oh yeah, I remember Victor. Isn't he the guy that picked up and wouldn't say anything? Like he just picked up and said goodbye and set it down or something? I remember Victor. He's probably going to do it again.
Hello,
Victor?
Speaking.
Hey there, it's Roy from Cablevision Optimum.
Yes.
What you doing?
What am I doing?
Yep.
Actually, I'm out.
Oh, where are you at?
Where am I at?
Yeah, what you doing?
In Rockaway.
Oh, neat. What you doing in Rockaway?
Shopping.
Where are you shopping at?
ShopRite.
What you getting?
Huh?
What you getting?
Food.
Cool. What kind of food, Mr. Vague Person?
Can I call you back at this number in a little while? I'm next in line.
You can try, but, you know, it's a spoofed caller ID. It's probably just nobody.
I got the number here. It shows up, so.
Okay. Well, what you thinking about? What you thinking about?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, what you thinking about? Just, you know, in general, what you thinking about?
Nothing really, but the cashier's waiting for me. I'll call you back.
Well, can I talk to the cashier while you do your thing? Just put her on the phone. Real quick. Victor? Victor?
It's called,
poop. Oh, he hung up. I think he heard me. He must have thought he hung up, but he didn't hang up. And as usual, I'm gonna, you know, just cut all that down so you guys don't have to sit there and listen to him just shuffle his phone all over the place. But I sat there for 2 minutes and listened to him just do whatever he was doing at Rite Aid. His vague, sketchy stuff that he was afraid to tell me about. And while I was waiting, I was looking at his complaint. You guys, he put his Cablevision account number on this page for everyone to see. And I don't know how that would be a bad thing necessarily, but it doesn't seem like a good idea. I'm not going to go to some complaints board and post my account numbers for things, along with my name and home address and home phone number and email address. So I started looking at the FAQ thing on here, and I don't think this is like a legitimate site. This is just some random complainer board site. Like, this has nothing to do with the companies that they're complaining about, but it seems like they're talking to the companies when they make their complaints, as if they think they're posting, you know, on cablevision.com or something. And the first thing on here, it's like, I've posted a complaint or a comment, but it doesn't appear on the website. Why? And the answer is that the complaints have to be viewed by our staff first to make sure they don't contain spam messages or cursing. But it doesn't say anything about people's account numbers and phone numbers and stuff like that. Oh wait, yes it does, on the end of the paragraph. Please be aware that you shouldn't post any highly personal details, such as phone numbers, personal address, etc., in your complaints to avoid possible misuse of your data. So these people are being warned, but you know what? I don't think that's enough, complaintsboard.com. This whole website just seems like a horrible idea. I mean, it helps people vent, I guess, and that's probably all, but it seems like they should put all this energy into contacting the actual company that they have a problem with. So that was the last person on Dustin's list. Well, there's one more that didn't answer, but you know what? I'm just going to delete the whole list anyway, because I got almost everyone to pick up now. Most of them anyway. So thank you, Dustin, for that list and for once again introducing me to complaintsboard.com.
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Mr. Dabalina from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Okay.
What you doing?
What I'm doing?
Yeah, what you doing?
Well, hold on. You need to talk to the manager. I'm waiting on customers.
It's cool. It's cool. No, I was calling to talk to you. I just want to hear from the everyman, the employees. What you doing?
What I'm doing, I'm waiting on customer. I got a line out the door.
Out the door? That's like, why don't they hire someone else there?
Okay. Well, you want to talk to Indy? Because I got to go.
Indy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll talk to Indy.
Okay, hold on.
Sounds a little racist, but okay. As long as he's okay with it, I guess, whatever.
Hello?
Hello, Indy?
Yes.
Hey there, what you doing?
Who's this?
This is Bob Dabalina from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Hi, I'm very well. I'm just going to make a pizza, and can I call you back? I'm just making a pizza for a customer.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm just hanging out, you know, just watching the clock, waiting for the day to end so I can go home to the wife and kids.
Okay, and what's this call regarding, sir?
Just calling from the corporate office to see what you're doing.
Okay, so can I get your number to call you back? I'm in the middle of a transaction.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. It's just, wow, he just hung up on me. Didn't even wait for an answer.
Good afternoon. Holiday Gas Station, Carl speaking.
Hey, Carl. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Holiday.
Yes.
What you doing?
I'm working.
Cool. What you working on?
Customer service.
Cool. Are there lots of them?
At the moment, just none.
Oh, awesome. So taking a little break, just hanging out.
Yeah, I'm here on the job.
Got to take a breather, though, right?
No, never take a breather.
Well, a little bit, you know, like you got to take care of yourself, take care of you. Sometimes you just got to say, fuck Holiday, I got to take a break. Got to sit down.
No.
No, it's okay.
And who is this?
No, this isn't a trick or anything. I'm telling you, you know, you got to take a moment for yourself.
Yes. We get a break every now and then, you bet.
Breathe.
I'm just starting my shift.
Meditate. Stuff like that.
But I didn't quite catch you.
I said you got to breathe and meditate and stuff like that.
Yes, we have to be alert all the time and be ready for different situations.
Yep. Hey, I got this voicemail. Do you know who Copper Dan is? I think he's a listener. It might not be Copper Dan. Like the Google transcription stuff isn't perfect yet. But like he says,
Copper Dan, I got two things for you. First off, there is no more number one. Second off,
Copper Dan, come on.
People were all clamoring about how there might not be any PLA podcasts or snowplow podcasts or whatever.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Do you see where he's coming from, Carl?
No, I don't.
Oh, he's talking about the PLA show. The snowplow show radio thing.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that. And what does this have to do with this business?
Oh, nothing. I'm just, because it's featured in the podcast currently as we speak.
Your podcasts are actually quite forgettable. So why not do what I do and just listen to them all over again? They're glorious.
Yeah.
Bye, Brad.
That's a good idea. Like Copper Dan says that people should just re-listen. I mean, I should just start putting old shows up on the feed, and people wouldn't even notice because they're so forgettable. You know?
Yeah, I'm not sure, and I'm going to have to end this conversation because something isn't right here. So, okay, you have a great day.
What do you mean?
Bye now.
I don't get what he's talking about. What does he mean? Something's not right? That doesn't make sense. So I was looking in the Discord again, and I noticed right under Duatum's comment about asking people what they're doing today. Wait, no, the person right above says, I should kill two birds with one stone, and I should tell Roycipients they have a new voicemail and play them a random viewer voicemail. And that guy's name is Oops, I think. I think his name is written in Paris Talk or something. And as funny as that sounds, it seems like that would take forever to listen to the voicemails that way.
Hello, Jiffy Stop. This is Miranda.
Hey, Miranda, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Jiffy Stop.
Hi.
Hi, what you doing?
Oh, just, you know, working.
Oh, cool. Me too, just hanging in there, waiting for the day to be over, to go home.
Right.
Yep. Hey, we got a voicemail, like a corporate voicemail for your store. I was hoping, like, do you think maybe you might know what it means? I'm having a hard time deciphering it.
Sure. I can see.
Okay, here, I'm going to put it on the phone right now.
Hey, Brad, I'm calling here with a bunch of friends from school. Cactus. 321 Cactus. Cactus.
It's like a bunch of kids.
It does sound like a bunch of kids.
Hey, what's Brad, if this isn't on the show, I'm gonna get the FBI, dude. You're going to get raided again.
No, no. Like, they're talking about someone named Brad. Do you have someone named Brad working there?
I do not.
Well, what's with this?
I have Ted. I have, for men anyway, I have Ted, Jeremy, and I did have a Wes, but Wes is no longer, he was just on weekends and he don't work here anymore.
I didn't like him anyway.
Ah.
Just being honest. But what's with this cactus business?
With what?
This cactus business. They were all saying cactus. It was a bunch of kids yelling cactus. It was weird.
I have no idea.
Huh. Very strange. Well, I don't know. Like, it's a weird. It was for your store, and I don't. I guess watch out. But you know, like, if kids come in there and then trying to cause problems with cactuses or Brad or whatever.
Right.
You know, just a thought. I don't know. I don't know what it means. I thought you might.
Yeah, I have not a clue.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Is anyone else there, or is it just you?
Right now, it's me and Bethel.
Oh, what's Bethel doing?
Working.
Oh, just like you.
Right?
You guys are like twins. Twinsies. You should tell her, Jinx, you owe me a soda, and then, like, go to the cooler and both of you get Cokes. and clink them together, like in Steven Universe. Be like, clink.
Right.
Okay, well, I can let you go then. I just thought
right.
I'd see what you're doing.
Okay.
All right, I'll have a nice day. I hope you enjoy your
yep.
shift. Don't take,
all right,
don't, bye-bye. Hey, don't take any shit from the customers.
Okay.
Just tell them to fuck off. You have my permission. Yeah, as much as I'd love to do all of the voicemails that way, it seems like it's going to make the whole voicemail segment take an extra, I don't know, 3 hours or so. And we don't want that. Nobody wants that. So I'm going to call just, I don't know, one more number here from this complaints site. Just one more. And then we're going to do some voicemails and get out of here. You know,
hello?
I've been watching the clock all day. Oh, hey, this is Steve Dave from LA Fitness.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. What you doing?
Nothing, just leaving LA Fitness.
Oh, you're just leaving there?
Yeah.
Oh, you forgot your phone. You come back and get it.
I forgot my phone?
Yeah, you left your phone behind. You better come back and get it.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, you left it. You left it on the machine.
For?
You left it on the machine.
Who are you trying to reach?
You. I reached you. Here you are.
What's my name?
Your name?
Yeah.
You don't know your own name?
Well, I don't know how you got my number, because I have my phone. You're calling me from my phone.
No, no, you left your phone behind. You left it on the machine. Quick, quick, turn around. Come get it.
I don't think that's me.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm not. Is it? So where Alexander is it?
The one you just left. We just saw you leave, and we looked over at your machine, and amidst all the gross sweat that you splattered everywhere was your phone.
Oh.
It was very greasy.
No, you have the wrong number.
Oh, you don't sweat everywhere? You don't have a greasy, gross phone and forget to clean your machines?
No, you're calling the wrong person.
Ah, balls. Okay. Well, besides leaving LA Fitness, what you doing?
Oh, my God. Who is this?
This is Steve Dave from LA Fitness.
Okay, well, I'll let you go.
I work in the security department. I don't usually work up front. They don't let me talk to customers ever since the incident. But you left your phone behind, so I was just calling to see what you doing.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the answer then? Okay, she's gone. It would have been great if she turned around to get her phone. Her complaint, it just says LA Fitness, and it has the city and state, and the headline. Oh, I always forget. You got to click on them. It says neglect. And yeah, there's her gigantic story. I went on the Stairmaster. There was no sign saying that it was broken. As soon as I step on, the stairs lost grip, and the stairs started spinning out of control. It bruised my leg pretty bad. This sounds hilarious. I wonder if they have security camera footage of that. I should call her back and ask her if we can put it on YouTube. But, oh, look, there's her name. It's Natalie.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
And of course, she's not going to pick up this time. So I guess the managers didn't take her injury very seriously. She was probably just overreacting. Poor
Mr. her. Mr. Carter, this is the Walmart Photo Lab calling to let you know that we still have your mounted photo.
God damn it.
Thank you.
Why do you still have it? Throw it away. It's been like 3 months now. She just called like 3 minutes ago. I'm going to call her back. See what it is.
Thank you for calling your local Walmart.
Electronics.
Hey there, what you doing?
Working.
Oh, okay. Is this like where the photo lab is?
It's electronics.
Okay, I'm just checking on my photos.
What is your name?
Brad Carter.
Hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
What's the name now?
Brad Carter.
Okay, I will go over there and check it, though.
Okay.
Be right back.
All right.
Hold, please.
Thanks.
Sir?
Yeah?
Okay, what you got is mounted. It's like a water...
What's it a picture of?
The picture of... It's like a water tower.
A water tower?
Got Roy on it.
Oh, awesome. Like Roy, New Mexico? Does it look like it's in a desert?
All I see, it's a blue sky and a water tower, and it's got Roy on it. It's been here August the 18th. I think you did some pictures, too, so I don't know if by then
yeah.
if that's what happened, but...
I think I filled out all that stuff online when I was drunk one night. I don't, like, really want
okay.
a mounted photo of a water tower.
A water tower?
It
yeah.
probably seemed like a really good idea when I was super drunk.
Okay, well, we will claim it out then.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I'm glad you're understanding
okay.
about it.
Be careful next time.
Oh, I will. It's
right.
always something with me.
All right,
when
have a good one.
Alcohol comes around. All right, bye.
All right, bye.
They're so nice about it. Like, they never get upset when they have to throw away stuff. Because you guys are ordering pictures.
Hi, Brad.
It's Gordon. Oh, wait.
Hey there.
I've turned on my voice stream now. I've turned it off.
I'm becoming quite a regular caller now. I was listening to the show last night, and I had an idea. You know, with the Breeders' Cup coming up, do you think you could bring out
the
Sorry I Killed All the Grass prank for that? Probably is a bit of a dumb idea, but I thought maybe you could call them up and say, we accidentally sprayed the entire turf track and all the horses have to go home.
Yeah.
And back over the Atlantic to go back to Europe and wherever they come from. That'd be quite funny.
I'll do that. As soon as I figure out what the hell the Breeders' Cup is, I'm going to get right on that.
I think that the knobby guy who keeps on calling in saying, Brad, I think after last night, I really think you ought to Trace's phone number, because I think that bloke might have a mental disability.
Yeah, what the hell? He needs help.
That's quite worrying, to be honest.
Yep.
Hope you've come out of the legal trouble relatively well. It's nice to hear. I was actually shocked when you said that you had a son. Just think about it. You must be either the worst or the best father. I hope it's the latter.
I'd say the
And finally, since you said don't give you any money to pay legal fees or anything, and you also said you don't have any cacti in your house, can we at least donate money for you to purchase one of the finest cactus or a selection of cacti? Let me know, please, because I'd certainly like to help with that. Okay, cheers, Brad. The show's been great. Carry
on
with it.
Wait for a new cacti. I took such good care of the last one. It, like, rotted and collapsed, fell over. It was, like, 3 feet tall when
Brad,
it died.
This is Awkward Sean here.
Hey.
I've decided to call myself that because one time I
your name's
called
Sean?
The carding line and interrupted a show, and that was super awkward.
Ah, yeah.
So, anyway.
That was probably my fault.
I'm calling because I found a new way to get prank call numbers, and I think maybe I'm onto something. So
Complaintsboard.com?
Let everybody know. I guess... Tell me what you think of this. All right, here goes. My local mall, and I think, like, everybody's local mall, is they're always doing these dumb contests where you can, like, fill out a form with your phone number to
win a car.
And I've noticed that people, like, write really fucking hard on these pads.
Always done
that. Forms. So what you can do is take a pencil and like, lightly rub it on the top form.
What a good idea.
Kind of like... in Big Lebowski, and get phone numbers that way. And then, you know.
I always, like, I think I've encouraged people in the past, like those car contests that are in the mall. I've encouraged people to just, you know, steal the entire thing, you know, just like break it open and steal all the papers out. But I was totally kidding. I don't really want you to do that. But yours is a good idea, too. People just write too hard, so you do the old pencil trick.
Prank call people and tell them they've won a car. Kind of funny.
You know those car things? Like, I used to use those back in the 90s. They've always done the car thing. And I filled it out for myself, you know, just a legitimate trying to win a car at a mall thing. And I noticed that almost immediately I started getting just tons of telemarketing calls and all kinds of stuff like that. I started getting stuff in the mail. And that's when I discovered that was a really awesome revenge thing. Like, if I was pissed off at someone, I could just put their name and phone number and address inside one of those car contest things, and they'll just get telemarketers calling them and junk mail and everything for the rest of their lives. Those car contests, they probably pay for the cars by just selling the lists of people that have tried to enter it to everybody. Like, here's an experiment everyone can try. When you see one of those things in the mall, fill out the paper with your own phone number, your own address, but make the name Roy Gerbil, and then see how many telemarketing calls you get for Roy Gerbil. It'll be a fun experiment. You'll love it.
I guess one person can't really do very much, but if we make it a homework assignment, maybe we could get a bunch of contest winner calls or
That's
something.
True.
You could make it a show. So think about it.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Have a good day. Bye.
Okay. That was a long pause. I was expecting, you know, fuck boy away or something. He tricked me. You could also put the phone number of that prank call thing that I set up and I never check. I said I was going to do a show based on that and I never did. I should be doing that today. What's wrong with me?
Hey, Brad. I was listening to your new Snowplow show, episode 407. And around the middle, you call somebody who listed a car on Letgo.
This sounds like an accusation.
And I was listening to the feed yesterday, and I heard a phone show episode where you did a very similar prank call, but you had listed a free car on Craigslist.
What's with all these free car
calls?
So
I'm kind of figuring whoever did that prank call on Letgo was listening to your feed yesterday and
bastards
decided to try it on that app, which I thought was kind of hilarious.
Me too. Yep. So,
hey, Brad, it's Bandit Male Stripper.
Hey. What's your first name? I never hear the first part. Let me go back on that.
Hey, Brad, it's Bandit Male Stripper.
Dan? D-A-N? Can you spell your name using the phonetic alphabet? Is it D as in W, A as in aisle, and N as in enter? Is that what you're saying?
I wanted to ask you something, and you're going to hate this. I can actually hear you in the future groaning right now.
Not going to do it.
probably something you can go into, and I understand if you can't.
Yeah,
or maybe you've already explained
Holy shit, it's 20 seconds into the voicemail. Get to the point.
Episode. I sometimes miss the occasional episode.
Yeah, that's nice, honey.
What? Can you at all go into the specifics of what you were charged with recently?
I
totally understand.
Like, I don't even know offhand. Just, you know, like unauthorized computer access, wasn't it? Was that the actual charge? You know, now that I think about it, I don't even know. But that's what it was. You know, I logged into a thing that I wasn't supposed to log into. And, you know, they have to have a reason for why I did it. And the reason was because I was making prank calls. That's why all that stuff came into it. But I think my charge was just unauthorized access.
Just a curious fan. I would just... I don't know, maybe there's some other people that don't know either. But I may have, like, you may have done an entire expose on your charges.
Oh, yeah, like last year, like if you go and look at the November 8th, 2016 episode, it's the one where I blame high school graduate for everything. I think I kind of lay it out on there. That's before I got a lawyer and he told me to shut the fuck up. But did I forget to mention what this was actually all about on that snowplow show I did recently? It's because of the grocery store complainer shows. Somebody gave me a username and a password to log into some database thing to get some customer info, and it turned out that was a really stupid thing to do, and that's what happened. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. You know, I may have completely forgot that, because I just figure all of my listeners, they know what's going on, but there's been a lot of new listeners over the past year, so stupid me.
I'm in the dark, and all I know is the FBI came and took all your stuff, and
yeah. Yep. It was because of prank calls, basically, but the way that I got the information that I got, it was from a database that I shouldn't have been in, which a listener sent to me. I thought he was just an employee or something, but I guess he maybe wasn't, or they don't know, I don't know. All I know is I wasn't supposed to log into that, and that was kind of dumb to do.
Sitting here waiting in the dark, Brad.
Well, pay your electric bill. Why don't you? Yeah, holy shit, in that hobo show, did I forget to mention what I actually did? I just told you the consequences. I didn't tell you, like, what started it all, I guess.
Hey, Brad, it's T-Bone. That is a terrible idea. Don't do that. You don't need that heat. Baby girl, don't need that heat.
What? Yeah. Oh, you left another voicemail, so I have to play the first voicemail now.
Oh, hey, Brad, it's T-Bone. Driving my kid home from daycare and listening to the Distorted View show, like everybody should. the manhole episode where he's pretending to be a pedo patrol. Anyways, I think you have to do that now.
I haven't heard that, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Kind of like that, maybe set up a voicemail line and then trick all sorts of weird creeps from the manhole.
Oh, yeah. I've heard other people do this.
That would be the best ever. So do that. I command you as a patron.
Okay.
And I love you so much. And,
yeah, I guess... I've heard Tim do that before on his show, where he calls up the manhole and just messes with the people that connect to him. You know, it's like a chat room thing. And speaking of Tim Henson over at Distorted View, he did a big expose on my whole article. You know, he does funny news stories, weird news stories, and I guess he was kind of surprised. He was doing just a wacky news story, and he's like, oh, this is Brad over at Phone Losers. Or maybe he knew from the beginning. I don't know. I know he listens to this show occasionally, but, you know, he did the news story about the whole thing that happened to me with court. Just like a bunch of wacky morning radio stations apparently did. And none of you have managed to find audio from any of those and send them to me. What the hell, you guys? And I don't even care anymore, because Tim's whole rundown of this whole thing was just hilarious. And I think everyone should listen to this. It's on Tim's, he has secret shows just like this one. His show is called Distorted View over at distortedview.com. And then he has the Super Freak Sideshow thing, where you have to pay to hear the shows. But you know what? I'm just going to play the whole segment right now so you guys don't have to pay. Here it goes.
If you want to upgrade your account to a lifetime one, just email me, show at
Distorted. No, I'm just kidding. I just want to, here, let me find just the very beginning. You can hear what's going on, like what you would get to hear if you actually go over there and pay for Distorted View.
As I mentioned during the first segment of the show, I've got a new story about Phone Losers of America's very own Bradley Carter. Apparently he's been a very bad boy.
Yep.
It's so funny because
I'm not really going to play this entire thing. I'm just kidding, Tim. Don't get pissed off at me. Just kidding. But here, let me play like no more than a minute. I just want to play just a little bit right here so you guys can get a little taste of it. And if you like what you hear, you have to go over to distortedview.com and pay $6.99 a month to hear the whole thing.
Looking at their
it's totally worth it, you guys. It's
Phone Losers of America. And there's like a whole section on like not prank call etiquette, but like rules to keep yourself safe and out of the way of like law enforcement and stuff. I think Brad might want to brush up on those rules Bradley Carter landed before a federal judge on Monday. This is about 10 days ago. On a case that a prosecutor called, quote, more than a practical joke gone too far, which, by the way, I disagree with. I think everyone is just being a little too sensitive. Fucking whiny bitches.
Yep.
Carter, who started Phone Losers of America. Yep.
So he just reads the whole story. He does what he does with his news stories. It's pretty funny. Not that I agree with anything he said. Not a single thing, but I listened to this last night. It was pretty amusing. And if you want to hear it, go over to Distorted View, look on the sideshow, and you'll want to listen to October 26, 2017. It's the show called Pizza Kids. Like, you know how people say that they're rolling around on the floor laughing or whatever they say? The kids these days. I actually ended up on the floor last night. I was like just listening to the show, cracking up at the stuff he was saying. He played one of my calls from the last show, episode 407, the lady that was complaining about the green dot card. You get to hear him make fun of that lady too. It's pretty great. So I'll put links in the show notes if you want to hear it. Distortedview.com. Go listen.
Hey, Brad, it's Dr. Astronaut. Sorry it took me so long to call in response to the butter.
Butter. That's right, the butter. That was Dr. Astronaut's fault. He gave me the butter challenge like 7 years ago, and I took forever to finally do it, but I got someone to lick some butter. She claimed she was doing it. I kind of believe her.
Floating around in space, trying to get somebody to give me their Wi-Fi password.
Yeah,
Has been an ordeal, but...
Yep. I am
the person who asked you to do the butter gag, and when I heard you try it, Brad, I started chanting in my car, Brad. Brad.
That's pretty weird of you.
You got so close. I don't know. I don't know if she really licked that butter.
I think she did. I heard her make noises. It sounded like she set something down on the counter. She went away for a few minutes or for a minute. I kind of think she did it.
I was excited about it.
You don't think she did it?
Keep it up.
I thought she did
it. You can do it. I believe in you. Get somebody to lick their butter.
Damn it. I thought I did it.
Proud of you for trying. Really am.
Whatever.
And the new message is pretty rad. Good job. All right, later.
Thanks. Well, I'll definitely try again. I'll try and get some lady to lick some butter out of her fridge just to make sure we don't have the microwave beams turned up too high because we don't want her blood to start boiling. That wouldn't be good.
Ready, set, go! Right, all right, ready, set, go! I was going to mention to you about if you want this. Is it quick? The carding calls. What about you do something different? Like a different thing?
Ding Timber's over.
I had a wee idea, which I'll probably read it out. I've got a wee idea here. You could say, put notes.
Only one idea per voicemail.
On people's laptops. And it could
Thanks for the voicemail.
I spilled juice on your laptop while I was using the laptop. Give me a call.
Sorry, I stole your laptop. Is that what you said?
If you want. Yeah, try that.
Thanks for the voicemail. That was a good one. I can't wait to try that one.
Brad, this is Fuck Fat.
Okay.
You just posted a video, and there's no audio.
I'm sorry.
And I'm really disappointed.
I'm very sorry.
To jerk off to today. Please fix this issue.
I will. I already did. Yeah, I don't know what happened. Was that yesterday or maybe the day before? The last show... Episode 407, I put it up on YouTube and there was no audio. And I don't know why. I didn't do anything to the settings. I didn't change anything. Everything's just the same. But for some reason, it created the video with no audio in it. It was the weirdest thing. So I took it down and put up a version that has audio. It's all better.
Hey, Bradford. It's Bube.
Everything's
okay. I'm just wondering, I have a quick question. Do you have any good programs for phone number management that you can, like, add notes for? And keep numbers, etc.
Android? iPhone?
Really come in handy. Thank you. Bye.
Anything? Any address book ever? Just do what Matt Hillock does. He just saves all his stuff in Skype, and then he puts gigantic notes into the title, you know, into the name field. That's what I would do. But doesn't Windows still have some sort of an address book program in there? Or if it doesn't, I don't know. There's so many things. I don't know what to tell you. What a weird question. What the hell? What the hell?
Hey, Brad. Nebraska Ryan.
Hey.
Yeah, I've been kind of stewing on this for a few days because I didn't want to sound like a concerned parent with a reckless teenager, but you do realize that it was October 10th to October 22nd between shows. That's 12 days. That's 12 days.
I know.
I was fearing the worst. I thought maybe the FBI got you again.
Yep.
So, man, if you're going to take a hiatus again, I get that stuff comes up.
Well, the hiatus was kind of because of the legal issues. And I didn't mean to take that long of a hiatus. I thought, you know, like, maybe after court, I could just go home and record a quick hobosode. But that didn't work out.
At least let us know that you're okay, for Christ's sake.
Yep.
You have me worried there. I'm glad that you're back, though.
Yeah.
Keep us informed next time.
Yeah, I was kind of a dick for doing that. I'm really sorry, everyone that was worried, because everyone was posting and freaking out and saying this is the end of the Snowplow Show, and I wasn't trying to cause a panic or anything. I didn't really think about it, I guess, and then I just started seeing posts online of everyone fearing the worst. And I did a hobo-sode, I guess, first, but, you know, that doesn't really do a whole lot of good for the people that aren't subscribers. That was just a busy week, and I guess I should have, I don't know, did I tweet or something? I can't remember. I know I was still posting online occasionally, I just wasn't on the group a whole bunch. Wow, I suck.
Hello, Mr. Dabalina, Threat TV. Hey, I was wondering, are you going to do the Sears Kmart thing where you call up the stores and speak to the employees and tell them, or
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
Feel bad about working for Sears or whatever, or
somebody said that I should call up two stores of chains that are getting ready to go out of business and conference call them together and then make them do like a contest, like guess which number I'm thinking of. And like whoever wins, that'll be the store that I don't shut down, or maybe make them sing or something. I've been meaning to do that. I need to do that.
They're going out of business or something.
That'd be fun.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just sick in the head.
Probably.
But I'd love to hear this before they totally go out,
yeah.
Which it sounds like they're going to go out by the looks of things, end of this year or early next year.
I better hurry.
Anyways, love the show. Bye.
Thanks. Yeah, I'll try to do that soon. I also need to do some Halloween pranks, which, I don't know, it's getting kind of close to Halloween. I may miss out again on it this year. I always have something else I'm doing. I never do the Halloween pranks. Damn it. I'll call him soon,
hey,
though.
Brad. Cody, no name.
Hey.
Wanted to ask if you can maybe put the show description in the title, maybe.
Okay.
I think that would make the titles a lot better.
It's a good idea.
I need more information in the title. Thank you.
Just like Matt Hillock puts all that extra information in his titles, that's what I should do.
Rick the Monkey Boy here. As you can see in your caller ID.
Oh, yay! News. Look at that.
I've fixed that little issue. You said that I've been calling private too much.
No, I don't care if you call private. I was just kidding around. I just, you know, every once in a while, if someone calls into the voicemails a lot, I'll just save their name in there so I know who it is before I click on the voicemail. It's kind of nice.
That's because I'm very, very classified, which I've just declassified thanks to you.
No, I used to have it because it's already saved in there. Like, I have the Monkey Boy, like, because I didn't know how to spell Ruprecht back in the day. But now I do.
Job, so I
need to change that.
Number private at all times. But anyway, I hope you have my name spelled correctly.
How'd you know?
In your address book.
Yeah, I just left it out. It just says the Monkey Boy.
R as in racism. It's Ruprecht with an R as in racism.
Okay.
Yeah, for real, though. Now on, when you do your spelling, you always use R. It will always be as racism, because I'm pretty sure it makes your callers, your voice recipients very uncomfortable. And that's,
that's a good one. That's what we have for the offensive word. Like, for the confusing word, it says, are you listening? R as in, are you listening? And that's pretty dumb. I mean, it's kind of funny, but whatever.
An R as well as in racism.
It's not as funny as racism. Racism's always funny.
Ruprecht out! Ruprecht away!
I only do that for Ruprecht, nobody else. No, that's not true. Don't think I'm going to start doing that, Ruprecht. It's not going
to
happen.
Hey, Brad, big long-time fan. Just wanted to let you know that I love your Sensei Doug character, and on the new Netflix show, Disjointed, about weed, there's a character named Sensei Doug, man.
Yeah. Like, no. He's... What's his name? It's not Sensei Doug. It's, It's the... I don't know. I forget what it is. It's not Sensei Doug.
Check it out. Fucking hilarious.
But they totally stole it from me. I should get money for that. Taekwon Doug. That's what it is. Taekwon Douglas. I think that was the last episode I ever watched of that show, and then I completely forgot that it existed.
Hey, Brad. Good afternoon. Mr. Tomato Head here.
Hey.
I hope this finds you well after your...
You know, I think he chased off Mr. Potato Head by having the confusing name, so good job on that. He doesn't call in anymore.
Your near brush.
Now I can't play that clip from War Games anymore
with prison,
the one with Mandark.
I was thinking that $18,000 is a real bummer, but I would be...
That's how I look at it, a real bummer.
...more than happy to help with the cost. Okay. Maybe you could set up...
You do $8,000 and I'll do $10,000.
...fund me or something.
Is it a deal?
Similar. And maybe, I don't know if you're allowed to get legal costs on there, but if you're not, then... It's for your around the world trip or whatever.
Yeah.
Or your new boat.
Yeah, they'll never know, will they? It's not like they could listen to this show.
Do that, and I'll definitely contribute some towards the cause.
Oh, thanks.
So, thanks for everything you do. But
no, it's like I mean nobody's told me I can't do that. I don't see why I couldn't. They just want to get paid. As long as it's legitimate money, I don't see the problem. But I don't really want to set up a GoFundMe because I already got the Patreon and you guys are already giving me so much. I don't want to set up another thing and just say, hey, give me more money. It's not enough. You got to do better. I'd rather just beg you guys all the time to sign up for Patreon over there on patreon.com/phonelosers. So if you want to help out, just support the show. The show's going to pay for my legal problems. Eventually, they're going to set me up with payments. We haven't figured out the details on that yet, but it should be fine. It'll get paid off eventually. All because you guys are being awesome and supporting the show, which is great because I sure don't have $18,000.
Hi, Brad.
Hello.
Box Drink checking in.
Hello.
Listen, buddy, I called and harassed him for you, but
he's
kind of got the same fuckiness that you do with regard to just fucking blowing shit off, blowing opportunities off, letting life pass you by, so...
Yep, that's me.
I did my
Both
part.
Both of us.
But anyway, just want to let you know, I'm on the hook for a really great job in a network operations center.
Yay.
So... Knock. Hey. If I get that job, man, you're going to enjoy some Patreon goodness, buddy.
Woo-hoo.
I'm there for you. I will polish those balls.
Thanks.
Love you, man. Yeah. As much as one stranger can love another stranger without seeing them naked.
Yep.
Not yet. Gator.
Someday. Got to set up PLA Con 2018 or something.
Yo, hey, Brad.
Hey.
Me, Gex here. To officially claim Gex as my nickname and mine alone. Don't want to have that Mr. Potato Head thing going on.
Yeah.
Gex. Yeah, Gecko.
That jerk. Oh, Dex. Okay.
Cactus.
Remember that.
Bye.
Hey, Brad. It's Jeff from Australia. Just had a really good idea for a prank call. You know Chick-fil-A in the States. I was wondering if, and Chick-fil-A, you know how they're closed on a Sunday and they're against same-sex marriage. I did not know
that Chick-fil-A was closed on Sundays.
You pretend to be a store manager for McDonald's.
I don't even know where a Chick-fil-A is. I haven't seen one in years.
And you ask them if they can spare a couple of kitchen hands to work this Sunday because your two gay kitchen hands are getting married this weekend. So that might be good for a shit stir. Love
okay.
the show, man. Catch you later.
That sounds like something I definitely need to do right now. It's got to happen. Oh, and look at this. They are closed on Sunday.
Chick-fil-A Ward Parkway. This is David. How may I serve you?
Hey, David. This is Steve over at the McDonald's here by you.
How's it going?
What you doing?
We are... Oh, not about. About to start dinner.
Oh, cool. Hey, I was wondering, like, we've got a couple of employees here on Sunday. They're getting married, so we're going to be shorthanded. And do you think we could borrow a couple of your employees to work over here?
On Sunday?
Yeah, it's a couple of our male employees. They're going to get married.
That's awesome.
Have a big gay
wedding. I'm going to have to pass up by my head.
Oh, so no, just ask real quick. Just ask. Just cover the mouthpiece and be like, hey, can anybody work on Sunday over at the McDonald's?
This is the one on State Line, right?
Yeah, yep.
State Line in what street?
Whatever, I don't know. I don't drive, I take the bus.
Okay, sounds good. I will talk to you later.
Well, no, ask real quick. Just ask. Wow, what a homophobe. Can you believe they'd be like that? I tell ya.
Fucker. Hey, Brad.
Day and age.
Checking in on you. Anyway, I was recalling you had...
You calling to see what I'm doing? Is that it?
You filmed a video of you on a flip cam.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
saying that you stuck your hand up your ass or something like that, and you returned it.
Yeah.
So my question is, have you ever gotten an electronic that had like a video or someone else's information on it?
Oh, yeah.
When they returned it to Walmart or Target?
Yep.
So anyway, toodles.
I don't recall doing anything hilarious with that kind of information, but yeah, I've definitely purchased things before that had other people's things on them. Like, I think I got an iPod once, you know, a little over 10 years ago, and it had someone's music and all of their information on it. And what else? I don't know, you know, just random things. It happens. I would just delete it and, you know, put my own stuff on there. I remember getting a display camera once. You know, they sold me the display model from the store. It had all of the people from the store on it, testing it out. That happens to everyone, doesn't it?
Hey, fucker. I got a prank call request from Mob7. I'm doxing him, so yeah. I don't know who cool. this is, but, yeah. And you're fat. Yeah!
Hey.
JagTV.org.
Woohoo!
That was not cool, JagTV, calling me fat. It looks like that was the last voicemail, so yay, we're finally done with this show. You guys can stop listening now. Thank you once again, Frank Caller, for sponsoring this episode of The Snowplow Show and being a supporter over on patreon.com/phonelosers. Also, thank you new people for signing up, such as Brown Cheese, Scott, DeCobb, Disturbed, Mo, No, and Tanner. Thank you, everybody, for supporting the show. It's because of you that I'm stuck doing this at least for the next 5 years. It's kind of like when a dad catches his kids smoking and then he just, like, locks them in the shed with a box of cigars and says, "Smoke up, motherfucker. This is your life now." Thanks, everybody, for making that happen for me. I seriously appreciate it, and I hope you've enjoyed today's show. I will see you guys next time. I'm going to end today's show with a Halloween song that I heard while I was on a Skype call with Matt Hillick. He played a Halloween song by someone named Amrit Baines. I've never heard of him before. I've never heard the song, but it was kind of catchy, so that's what we're ending with. Happy Halloween, everyone. Bye.
Halloween, dun, dun. Halloween, dun, dun. Halloween, dun, dun. Halloween, dun, dun, dun. Don't hesitate, I dare. Dun, don't hesitate, I dare. Play a trick, give me a scare. Give me goosebumps, make stand my hair. Make me fall from the bed, make me jump from the chair. Keep it fun, fun, fun. I don't want you to be mean. It's happy, happy, happy Halloween. It's happy, happy, happy Halloween. It's happy, happy, happy Halloween. It's happy, happy, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween. Halloween. Halloween. Halloween. Halloween. Halloween. Eat candies or chocolate. Eat candies or chocolate. Don't worry about losing or gaining weight. We just gonna do whatever feels great. With the happiness gonna top up our plate. Gonna bring the joy never before seen. It's happy, happy, happy Halloween. It's happy, happy, happy Halloween. It's happy, happy, happy Halloween. It's happy, happy, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween. Halloween. Halloween. Halloween. Halloween.
Oh,
we don't worship devil. Don't be confused. No, 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 no. We don't worship devil. Don't be confused. An excuse just to let it loose. So put on your mask and the dancing shoes. Tonight every face gonna walk in your dreams. Because it's happy, happy, happy Halloween. 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 It's happy, happy, happy Halloween.
That's true.
Happy, happy, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween. Oh, yeah. Halloween. Shh. Halloween. Halloween.
I don't understand this at all.